Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Woo! Hour number two. Give it up for hour number two of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Just about 5:13 here. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you as always. And my goodness, it was a loaded hour one. Hour two, though, we're not taking that foot off the gas, are we, Chris?
Oh, not really. But more a little defined in terms of targeting some things I really wanted to get to last hour and
didn't quite
get around to them. I want to remind folks, big day tomorrow. You heard us talking about all these different events, but here's an event that it's pretty darn special. Pensacola International is hosting that honor flight for Covington County, Alabama veterans. Now, the honor flight pays tribute to vets of World War II, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War. The send-off begins early Saturday morning, about the time you get up and around, about 4:45 in the morning there, Austin, with the welcome home flight line back at 6. And this will happen at the airport's North Area Baggage Claim. Public is invited, of course, to the welcome back ceremony for the vets on their special day heading up to Washington, D.C. tomorrow.
All right. And also, thanks to forensic evidence, a Pensacola man now facing charges for two murders that happened back in 2023. 23-year-old Jerron Porter was indicted last month on charges for the murders of Marvis Bedgood Jr. and Billy Frank Slayton. Bedgood's body was found with numerous gunshot wounds in the clay pits on Wagner Road earlier this year, and investigators say bullets from his body matched guns seized from Porter's home. Investigators also say an inmate at the Escambia County Jail that shared a cell with Porter said he admitted to the killing as part of his gang activity.
You know, I always hate talking about layoffs, job losses, things like that.
Yeah.
Happened a little bit north up there at Ascend Performance Plant in Cantonment. Their workforce has been cut. The company has not really shared the actual number of layoffs or confirm if there would be additional moves. Data from West Florida confirming, this is Florida West Group is what I meant to say. Ascend is the sixth largest employer in Escambia County, 1,288 employees. In 2022, Ascend invested over $80 million at that Cantonment plant to provide new safety and reliability programs. Not sure of the numbers yet. I just hate to have to tell you about it.
No, absolutely. 5:15 on the nose. Hopefully, I can deliver some better news with this traffic and weather update. This was brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, if you are traveling eastbound on I-10 towards Highway 29, we have had some heavy backups there all throughout this afternoon, at least since we've been on air. However, while the congestion is very much present, it is breaking up a bit. Some of that congestion has bled onto Nine Mile Road, though. And then it's going to be I-10. If you're traveling westbound towards Blackwater River, that is still backing you up to Highway 87. Outside of that, it's just some of the usual spots, such as Gulf Breeze Parkway and Highway 90. As for the weather, 80 degrees right now with a low of 61. Tomorrow, it's a high of 81 and a low of 61. And then Sunday, high of 84, low of 67. So it's going to start warming up towards the latter half of your weekend. But today and tomorrow, especially, a pair of beautiful days.
Yeah, I'm no complaints at all on my part. Want to maybe invest in your future?
Tonight, I'd love to.
Tonight, you can. Mega Millions rolling out $150 million. $71.5 million, that's your cash option as you kind of slide out the door, and I think drawing 10 o'clock tonight, so just be aware of that thing. And good, as I always say, play wisely, and good luck to you. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
No problem.
Who wouldn't?
No problem whatsoever. You heard us talking to Eric Hansen during the 4:30 to 5 o'clock hour on the show.
Right.
Eric, of course, Northeast Sertoma. He's been doing the dragon boat races for 10 years now. Tomorrow morning, don't forget about it. As I always say, oars hit the water tomorrow, 8 a.m., Bayou Tahar, 18th and Lloyd, East Hill. It is always an amazing event that they put on, and I invite you to come on out. Weather's going to be great. Here's what you do, though. You've heard Austin. He's been telling you all about it, but here's what you do. Don't forget to take the SPF with you.
Yeah.
A lot of UV rays tomorrow. It's going to be one of those kind of days where you're not going to really feel it until you get home.
That's true.
And then you have to deal with it on that side. But take along the SPF tomorrow.
All righty. And an investigation is underway after a local church was burglarized. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says someone broke into the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church using a piece of asphalt on the west side of the building. About $1,200 worth of items were stolen, including a desktop computer and $100 in cash. And the break-in also caused around $2,500 in damages. Of course, investigation into that and who is responsible still ongoing.
Those things just seem to kind of keep rolling out here. Speaking of rolling out, inflation continuing to soar. Have you been to the grocery market recently and seen what you had to pay for some of these prices?
Me personally, no.
Ooh,
but I don't pay attention.
Well, I do. And those prices continuing to soar, making grocery shopping, let me put it nicely, an economic nightmare, if you will. Categories seeing the highest increases, food. Listen to these numbers. Food up 2.4%. Cost of food away from home, eating out, up over 4%. Yeah. Meats, poultry, fish up almost 4%. Eggs up 39%. Beef and veal up 4.2%. Fruit and veggies up, with frozen non-carbonated juices and drinks up about 15%. In September, compared with last year, these numbers are absolutely soaring. As I mentioned to you earlier, categories seen declining. And there are some bright spots here, or little change. Coffee is down, let's see here, about 1%. Cereal and bakery product unchanged. Apple prices were down about 11%. Potatoes down 3.5%. Ham prices declined about 2.5%, while fish and seafood prices were down 1.3%. And I say that because, you know, in New Orleans, Saturdays, we don't grocery shop in New Orleans. We make groceries. Yeah. In New Orleans. Hmm. So if you're making groceries tomorrow, there you go. You can look at some of those prices and do a comparison in terms of like what you were paying a year ago.
Yeah.
It'll open your eyes.
Yes, for sure.
I guarantee it.
Well, and that's what I like about our dynamic, Chris. You always got the numbers on, because I rack up several stories here, of course, every day. But you got the numbers on a lot of stuff like that that I'm not paying attention to. And you also helped me on stuff like, what was it last hour?
Bowling for Dollars. That's what it was.
And Dion Warwick's first name. How to pronounce that? Yeah, anyway. About 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got some details going around the state of Florida, including the Hurricane Milton death toll updates on that, and how it's expected to rise as crews fan out over its path of destruction. Very unfortunate headline, but nonetheless a pressing issue throughout this last week. We got that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed, you're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward, and it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2x Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about the proposed incorporation for Navarre and the straw vote this weekend about that question, arguments pro and con, and why it may all be moot since Don Gates says it needs to be a non-binding referendum run by the supervisor of elections and not just a straw vote. We also talked about the 60 Minutes interview and now calls for an investigation into their editing of it, plus Kamala Harris claiming to own a Glock and whether that's legal in California. You can listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
I'm Don Gates, and I stand with Governor DeSantis to stop illegal aliens from invading our state and draining our resources. I'll never allow illegals to get Florida driver's licenses, and I won't spend a penny of taxpayer money on illegals so long as there is one Florida veteran who needs our help or our care. Law enforcement is supporting me because I will give them the tools, the laws, and the backing to arrest illegals who commit crimes and get them out of our country. If Biden can't, or if Biden won't, then Florida must protect our borders and preserve the rule of law. And that's why I'm running for the Senate.
Don Gates, trusted conservative leadership, fighting for Northwest Florida. Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I wanna move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Try to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling pain.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. As I'm speaking to you this very second, 525, right on the nose. How about that? Just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, looking at the roads here. We just have traffic in some of our usual spots, but right now it's 9 Mile Road giving us the most issues if you are traveling eastbound, passing I-10. We had some backups on I-10 traveling eastbound towards Highway 29 that has bled onto 9 Mile. Also, speaking of I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Blackwater River, you are still backed up and pretty tight traffic all the way to Highway 87. As for the weather, it's 77 degrees right now with a low of 61. Tomorrow, basically the same thing. High of 81, low of 61, sunny, clear skies.
Okay, home buyers and home sellers, if you're in the market and you need those market numbers, I got them for you today. Mortgage Daily News is reporting the 30-year rate down 6.62%. Borrowing cost on a 15-year fixed rate mortgage, about 6.16%. While we're delving into numbers here today, 526, by the way, News Radio 92.3. Stocks end up with big financial companies posting better than expected profits. Who knows better? Fox's Hillary Barsky has the report.
The major averages ending higher for the day and a week, with both the Dow and S&P 500 notching new records, and as big banks delivered upbeat earnings, and as another inflation update was mostly tame. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors ending in the green, with financials and industrials the biggest gainers. Bank stocks popped today following strong earnings from JPMorgan Chase and Wells Fargo. The Dow winners today, JPMorgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and American Express. The Dow decliners, Salesforce, Apple, and IBM. The Dow up 410 points for its 36th record close of the year. The Nasdaq up 61. S&P 500 up 35 for its 45th record close of the year. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
527 News Radio 92.3. Just thought I'd remind everybody, Austin, coming up in less than 10 minutes here. We'll be talking about that college exhibition baseball game tomorrow over at Maritime.
Really?
They're playing it over at Blue Wahoos and FSU Auburn. A couple of good schools in town. There's a good news and a bad news scenario that I'll talk about it in 7 minutes.
All righty.
How about that for a tease? 7 minutes is coming up.
All right. Well, right now, we are just now getting this in. Brent Lane, we've been dropping in with him a few times throughout this afternoon.
And dropping out with him a few times.
Yeah. We had some technical difficulties here early, but we've seemingly found a rhythm. No, he's at the Hurricane Relief Drive, of course, and he's been sitting down with some of these folks in the area trying to get their thoughts on it and what the cause is all about. And now he's with Alex Andrade. Brent, what is going on, my man?
It's Brent.
It did it again. How about that? It technical difficulty'd on me again. I'll try again.
It's Brent Mall. We are still here at Cordova Mall for our Florida Together Hurricane Relief Drive. We are still here till 6 o'clock, so about 40 more minutes for you to swing by. We're taking monetary donations. We've teamed up with the Salvation Army and, of course, our friends at WEAR, taking those donations to restore hope for our neighbors because it's been such a rough hurricane season. And in fact, we have State Representative Alex Andrade with us. Thank you for coming by.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
So when you think about the fact that we got 40 minutes left and all the people that you represent in our area, what would you tell somebody right now?
We've been very blessed this hurricane season, but we haven't always been very blessed.
True.
I think whenever you see another community in the state of Florida getting hit, like the folks in Perry have from Helene in the past three hurricanes before that, or the folks, you know, in Fort Myers, even from Ian, and now the folks in the path, like in Sarasota for Milton, we should all be in this together. And it's been uplifting seeing all these folks at the mall like come through and just like contributing dollars since I've been here. I heard a story about one of the first donations today being someone who drives, I think, for Uber Eats or for another food delivery service, donating all of her tips for the day to y'all's fun drive. It's really special to see that type of generosity. We as a state can only do so much. We do a ton. I'm really proud of the response that the state has had and been able to have. But to make people actually whole, not to just keep them alive, to make them actually whole, it takes a community like ours to step up and go contribute those funds and those services and go volunteer. So this is incredible.
We can do it together, and so can you. A little bit goes a long way. So whether it's $1, $5, $10, or $100, it doesn't matter. All of it stacks up to make a big difference and restore that hope. So when those Salvation Armies pull up, it can just make the world a difference. And they can actually better use these funds. That's why we're doing monetary donations. So if you can't make it by, I know Friday nights are usually pretty busy. It's football season. Things are going on with kiddos. You can donate via our link. So you text Florida right now to 850-430-1987. We'll text you a link back. You can donate that way too. We'd love to see your beautiful face, but if you can't make it by, that's another way you can help out.
Free hugs if you do, though. Just saying. Thank you, Alex. Appreciate you, man. Thank you for your leadership in our community and in our state.
Well, thanks, guys, for all you guys are doing. And I know it's already been successful. I hope it's more successful in the last 45 minutes.
All righty. Very nice. And a cameo by Mel there. How about that? 5:30 here. Fox News break coming up. And then it's sports.
I'm John Saucier. Vice President Kamala Harris at a campaign event in Scottsdale, Arizona today says she will not repeat former President Donald Trump's history of what she calls dividing America.
To have some level of concern and care about the suffering of other people and then take it upon oneself to do something about that, that is about lifting the condition of your fellow human being.
Well, former President Trump also campaigning today. He was in Aurora, Colorado, where he continued claims of migrant gangs in Venezuela taking over an apartment complex this summer.
In Aurora, multiple apartment complexes have been taken over by the savage Venezuela prison gang known as Tren de Aragua.
The city of Aurora closed that building in August, saying it's been neglected and mismanaged over the years. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Financial shares rallied big time today after strong earnings from J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, BlackRock, and others were released. On Wall Street, stocks finished the week higher, with the Dow and S&P 500 setting fresh records. The Dow gaining 409, the S&P 500 up 34, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 60 points. Boeing says they're filing an unfair labor practice charge with the National Labor Relations Board against the union representing striking West Coast factory workers, accusing those leaders of not bargaining in good faith. Earlier in the week, Boeing had withdrawn its latest offer to the union after talks broke down. Microsoft will allow people to buy and play video games through its Xbox app on Android starting next month. The move comes from a judge's ruling that Google will have to give alternatives to its Google Play App Store on Android. U.S. crude oil futures under 76 a barrel. That's your money now.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite news podcast? Good news. Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Yeah. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy with podcasts like The Daily, Up First, and Five Things, uninterrupted at amazon.com/ad-free. Just head to amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. What a matchup this weekend in college football with number 2 Ohio State visiting number 3 Oregon. Ryan Day the last three seasons hasn't been able to win the big game, and all eyes will be on him Saturday when his loaded Buckeye squad takes the field. And Dan Lanning has a chance to secure his biggest victory since taking over the Oregon program and show the college football world that his Ducks are legitimate national championship contenders. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's football season, and now you can get anything you need for game day delivered with Uber Eats. Well, almost anything. You can't get a running back, but baby back ribs? Yes. Uber Eats, official on-demand food delivery partner of the NFL.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick, and it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself. And my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for usage is 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
It's football season, and now you can get anything you need for game day delivered with Uber Eats. Well, almost anything. You can't get a running back, but baby back ribs? Yes. Uber Eats, official on-demand food delivery partner of the NFL.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Interstate Fair is coming for 11 big days with opening dollar day, $1 admission, and $1 rides. Free shows by Neil McCoy, Aaron Tippin, Chris Jansen, Easton Corbin, Tristan Harper, Twitty and Lynn, Bluff It, a Jimmy Buffett tribute, and White Tie Rock Ensemble. Great rides, exhibits, food, and games, plus Circa Maceo and Friday Night Midnight Madness with unlimited rides. For half-price admission tickets and $5 off ride wristbands, go to PensacolaFair.com.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world. But what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
There are approximately 5,000 media market radio stations in the country, and only one was recognized for excellence by winning the prestigious Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters at a ceremony in New York City.
News Radio 92.3,
the Media Market Station of the Year. Thanks to you. This is Pensacola's news, weather, and traffic station.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. It's been two main spots giving us trouble as of late. I-10 traveling westbound towards Blackwater River. That is still heavy, heavy, heavy congestion, pushing you all the way back to Highway 87. And we've still got some backups on I-10 eastbound towards Highway 29. And some of that congestion has bled onto Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile. Let's see. Looking at the weather here, it's 77 degrees with a low of 61 tonight. Tomorrow, basically the same thing. High of 81, low of 61.
Okay, 5:39, News Radio 92.3. Did you see that NFL game last night, the prime game?
I did. Niners kind of beat up on the Seahawks.
Yeah, and I was really disappointed. Geno, come on, his last name, the quarterback.
Smith.
There you go.
the most common last name ever.
Number seven. did not impress me. He did not have a good game last night.
Really?
Not at all. And I was pulling, of course, for the Seahawks in that game. It was the 49ers 36-24 in the prime game on Thursday night NFL football. Well, yes, Austin, it is yet another Sunday full of NFL action. Fox's Jared Max has a preview in Fox on Football.
Fox on Football. I'm Jared Max. For the second week in a row, an NFL Sunday will kick off from London, England at 9:30 in the morning Eastern Time. 1 week after the Vikings beat the Jets at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in what turned out to be Robert Saleh's final game as Jets head coach, replaced by defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich on an interim basis. The Jacksonville Jaguars, who have played 11 games in London since their first contest there in 2013, will take on the 3-2 Chicago Bears. Jacksonville coming off its first win of the season last Sunday. Coming off a bye, the 3-1 Detroit Lions visit the 3-2 Dallas Cowboys, where Tom Brady and Kevin Burkhardt will be in the Fox TV booth. Early window game Sunday on Fox, the Packers host the Cardinals, the Eagles home against the Browns. The Buccaneers visit the Saints, who will start rookie quarterback Spencer Rattler over the injured Derek Carr. Picked third overall in this year's draft, rookie quarterback Drake May will make his first NFL start for the Patriots, home versus the Texans. Jared Max, Fox News.
Interesting story about Halpern quarterbacking for the Saints this week. His parents bought tickets to every single Saints game in New Orleans and on the road to watch their son play football.
That's wholesome.
Yeah, so they're going to get their wish this weekend.
Yeah. No, you know what? I'm also getting a wish of mine because this is, well, it's a headline, but it's also just more me bragging. I had to find a QB to put on my fantasy team quite swiftly, and I had to put Aiden O'Connell on there, and he was expected to get no points. And I'm like, oh, geez. But, you know, we got a little bit of playing time last week. I'll just slap him in there. He's better than nothing. Well, it was announced the other day he will start for the Raiders this weekend. So
isn't that exciting?
Good for me.
You did a nice job, man.
Thank you.
Pat yourself on the back. Okay, Panama City Bay claims the District 1 3A crown after defeating West Florida Thursday night 35-13. West Florida 2-5 on the season. Host Milton next week before its final district game against Pensacola High at Blue Wahoo Stadium.
Yeah, that's an interesting venue for sure for that game.
Yeah, they were talking. We were watching some roll on that last week, I believe it was. And they were talking about the prices of the goalpost or something.
Really?
They had John Griffin from the Wahoos talking about the stadium and stuff like that. I couldn't read his lips because we had the monitor off, but it was about that football stadium. I guarantee that.
All righty. Also wanted to touch on this, just some other sports going on tonight. We do have a few college football games on. Northwestern travels to Maryland. UNLV 4-1. They just suffered their first loss of the season to Syracuse. They go to Utah State. Utah State off to a rough start, 1-4. Speaking of Utah teams, the Utah Utes 4-1 on the season, number 16 in the country, but they just got exposed by Arizona recently. They traveled to 4-1 Arizona State. Tough gig.
It really is. And the one thing that we can smile about, heading into this weekend, we will not need to talk about FSU this weekend, will we?
That is true, yes. And the Padres and Dodgers, that's another thing going on tonight. Winner of that game starts at 7:08. Winner of that game decides who goes to the NLCS.
And another big thing coming here, and the hits just keep on coming, ladies and gentlemen. Another thing happening tonight. I don't know if you caught this or not. North Escambia residents were treated to that rare light show Thursday evening for the second time this year. The Aurora Borealis was visible across the area, especially away from city lights. Whenever I have to see things with no lights and you just want to look at the stars,
yeah,
go out to Pickens Road. That's the place to do it. Right by the gates there. There's no lights. It's just absolutely preem. You can take your beach chair out there and kick back, check it out. Northern Lights, of course, is a geomagnetic storm that is reappearing after 3 decades. I mentioned to you earlier, I got a chance to see the Aurora Borealis at 42,000 feet going into Cold Bay, Alaska.
Yeah.
One time in my career. So the bottom line here, if you missed Thursday's night spectacle, well, folks, hold on. Tonight could be your night.
An intense solar flare bombarding the Earth as a geomagnetic storm is now showering the night skies with deep pinks, purples, and iridescent greens. But the Aurora Borealis, or Northern Lights, produced by the storm, are bathing the skies as far south as West Texas, Northern California, and penetrating bright city lights in New York. NOAA says the intensity of the storm is severe, a G4 on a scale of 5, which shows the lights at lower latitudes, with another big Friday night show forecast. The impact of the mass coronal ejection can cause GPS and radio blackouts and impact satellite transmissions, as well as the power grid, which could hamper Hurricane Helene and Milton responders. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
You see, those are the type of things that drives our engineer, Jeff Kofsky, crazy.
Really?
All these solar things. And before we come in, he brings his chart. He goes, okay, now look here. Look right here. At this time, it's going to go off. It's going to go off. Okay, Jeff, it's cool. Right, it's cool. So it's going to be a night tonight. So maybe you get a chance to catch it. I hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. 5:45 here. We got another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. If you're traveling eastbound on I-10 towards Highway 29, still got some backups there. And same with I-10 traveling westbound towards Blackwater River. Outside of that, it's just some more of the usual spots. Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. And maybe a little bit on Palafox Street traveling northbound just beyond Olive Road. As for the weather, it's 77 degrees right now, low of 61 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 81, low of 61. Sunday warms up a little bit. High of 84, low of 67, rather.
You're absolutely making those folks over at the annual Shrimp Fest in Gulf Shores happy hearing that type of forecast.
Is
they're probably
so?
Smiling at you, going, yeah, man, come on, keep it up. South Alabama's 51st annual National Shrimp Fest, continuing through Sunday at the Public Beach Access in Gulf Shores. Experience over 300 food and art vendors along with live music, and it is a blast over there. And thank you for the weather.
Yes.
Nice stuff.
Well, and that's the thing. We check in on roads, we check in on weather, and we check in on Brent and Mel as we hit this final stretch of the Hurricane Relief fundraiser that's been going on the Fountain Side of Cordova Mall all day. And they're talking to us a little bit about the Salvation Army. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen?
As we wind down Florida together here at Cordova Mall, you still have a little bit of time to make a donation, and all donations count today.
That's right. You can make that donation by swinging by Cordova Mall right now. We'll take your cash in the bucket or checks, make them out to the Salvation Army. Or if you're busy on a Friday night, we know how that goes, you can text the word Florida to 850-430-1987. You'll get a link back and you can make that donation. But we're making a difference together. That's why we're calling it Florida Together here. We're actually joined by Captain Ashley with the Salvation Army. Talk about how, when people see those Salvation Army trucks roll up, what that does for a community that's just lost everything.
Absolutely. You know, the Salvation Army, we roll in and we roll in with hope. There are people who have lost everything and they see that truck coming in and know a cold bottle of water, a hot meal, it goes a long ways for someone's mental health, honestly. And we're just grateful that we have the support of the community to be able to give 100% back to these people who have lost so much.
So think about that. If you make a donation tonight, you put that money in a bucket, you make that donation online, your dollars don't go into some fee somewhere. Your dollars don't go into something that isn't other than what you're intending right now. We are saying 100% of every dollar donated is going to those who need it most.
Absolutely. Those in our state right here in Central Florida and the Big Bend who have been affected by Hurricanes Helene and Milton will receive assistance from the Salvation Army, maybe in the form of a hot meal or a cleanup kit or a cold bottle of water. But we are there with them and we're ready to take your donations to them to help them recover.
It's been a wonderful day here, our community coming together once again. So just 40 more minutes about, or we're very close to the end, to wrapping this up and being able to come together for Florida Together.
When we talk to you next, we'll let you know how it went today throughout an entire day of giving with Florida Together.
All right, so well, I guess we'll see what the maybe what the final bounty was.
How about that? Okay, Brent, and you know, they brought up an excellent point in the lady from the Salvation Army, because I have been in that place when I lost my homes in Miro, Louisiana.
Yeah,
nothing like seeing that camper with the canteen and food and like a bottle of water. Pretty darn important, especially when you just lost everything. I've been there, and good for the Salvation Army. They do some great things. So you still have time. You've got about 11 minutes left.
Yep.
You can go by the mall and give what you can give. Nothing's too big. Nothing's too small. So help us out. It's going on this afternoon by the fountain. That is by the Best Buy section of the mall outside in the courtyard there. Give if you can, and we would appreciate it.
And, of course, we got Cat Country and News Radio Wind Feathers that are guiding you from the main road. And as you start to creep down, you'll see, or at least you should see, a 15-foot-tall inflatable yellow cat. So that should help you be a decent landmark as well. Just about 5:50. We'll take one last quick break here. When we return, the IRS vowing to expedite about $10 billion in delayed pandemic aid to businesses hit hard by the recent hurricanes. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in on Tuesday at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's Tuesday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Now welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or diabetes, you're at higher risk of being hospitalized from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, news radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, 5:53 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you in just a couple minutes. But man, it's been a loaded evening in the news, hasn't it, Chris? We got a couple stories to hit here.
Very healthy, very healthy. I hate doing this story because it brings out the worst of people. But I got to tell you, Governor DeSantis is warning again today. He's been doing this for days and days of severe consequences for looters. In the aftermath of Milton, FDLE is confirming they've ramped up the staffing. 500 law enforcement officers from out of state have been deputized. 300 auxiliary state troopers are in place. 2,000 troopers have been assigned to local areas affected by the storm. But we're still getting knucklehead looters. And I just do not understand that. Well, yeah. One thing else I don't understand, a new social network is aiming to mix virtual and the real world components. This is pretty interesting. Fox's Eben Brown explains in Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
Have you forgotten how to network? The pandemic came and went, and now you meet your teammates on Zoom, get coached on Slack, and find prospective clients on LinkedIn. But have you ever met any of them? A new social network for professionals is trying to blend the best of the virtual world with the rewards of meeting in real life. Clockout allows you to keep things profesh, but arrange for meetups, even in groups. And that builds your real-life social network, says CEO Krishna Dosapati.
It's a person that you met in person, you had a real conversation with. That person became your friend, right? So now they're the people that are going to vouch for you and open doors for you in your career.
Clockout still features messaging and swipe to connect matchups based on profiles like on other social nets, but not everyone gets in right away. Applications are vetted unless an existing user invites you. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much. 5:55 here. We'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you. And when I say quick, hopefully I can say I mean that. We do have some backups on Palafox Street traveling northbound, just passing Olive Road, and on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Outside of that, though, the main spot's going to be I-10. If you are traveling westbound towards Blackwater River, you're backed up to Highway 87 right now. And Highway 90, if you're traveling westbound towards Blackwater River, you're backed up to the Milton Airport. As for the weather, it's 77 degrees with a low of 61, and tomorrow is going to be a high of 81, low of 61. Sunday gets a little bit warmer, high of 84, low of 67, but nonetheless, a beautiful weekend.
5:56, News Radio 92.3. Sonia Daniel, you know, she's the OSCAMI Deputy Supervisor of Elections over at the Office of Elections on Palafox Place, says there's a few key dates you need to remember. October 24th is the deadline for vote-by-mail request. Early voting is October 26th through November 2nd. This is in Escambia County, October 21st through November 2nd in Santa Rosa. November 5th, of course, Election Day. Polls open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. To cast those early voting data at a vote site, you must have a photo ID and a signature that's been approved. And also, of course, election night, November 5th, Check us out. November 5th is going to be special for News Radio 92.3 election coverage.
Yeah, man.
And we kick it off as soon as the polls close. We go on, and we have the most accurate and time-efficient programming and delivery of information for the election. While we're talking early voting, well, it has started in Arizona as both presidential candidates are preparing to make campaign stops in that area.
Early voting is already underway here. Both campaigns are going to be making stops here in Arizona. Kamala Harris is already here today, while Donald Trump is going to be here on Sunday. Both of these campaigns know this is a crucial battleground state. They have to win if they want to get to the White House. This is the most recent Fox News polling, which shows it is a very narrow race here in Arizona. Recent polling showing Donald Trump has a 3-point lead over Kamala Harris amongst likely voters, 51% to 48%, and the border is expected to play a very significant role this time around here in Arizona.
All right. Also hinted at this before the break, the IRS is vowing to expedite about $10 billion in delayed pandemic aid to businesses that were hit hard by the recent hurricanes. The agency said yesterday that 400,000 claims are now being processed for eligible business owners who applied for tax refunds under the Employee Retention Credit Program that was signed into law by former President Trump during the pandemic. The IRS didn't offer a timeline, but said it was accelerating work on those claims.
Okay, it's Friday night. You know what that means. High school football.
That is what that means, yes.
Totally. That's kind of the rule of the lay of the land for tonight.
Kind of a big deal.
Here's a few games. Let's run through them real quick here, if you don't mind. Pensacola Catholic versus Walton.
I'm taking Catholic there, but that's a toughie.
Pace at Tate.
That's another toughie. I'm taking Tate.
I love it. Scambia at Pensacola High School.
That's a loaded toughie. Slate. Yeah, give me the Tigers, though.
Okay, Pine Forest, Booker T. Washington.
You can listen to this game in an hour and 2 minutes on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. I will take Pine Forest.
Navarre in the Bulldogs of Crestview.
Give me Crestview. That'll be somewhat of an upset there.
This will be interesting because Jay has a pretty darn good team to take it on the Chiefs of Northview.
Yeah, nothing against Northview.
No, Jay has
just looked unreal. I got to take the Royals.
And it was 49-0 or nothing to some team.
49-0 at Central.
Can you believe that?
Gosh.
Here's a game. I don't know how good it's going to be, but it's a game.
All right.
Gulf Breeze at Milton.
I think it's going to be a good game, but for all the wrong reasons. Both of these teams have struggled. But Gulf Breeze, they got to win, man. Milton hasn't done that. So if I don't have any evidence that Milton can win, how can I confidently take them to win this one?
Well said. This weekend on Pinair Field, the Argos face a mean and a very good Delta State team.
That is a home upset for the Argos, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's right. 30-27 is my score prediction there.
Austin drives a black truck. Okay, kickoff at 4, Saturday Live. UWF football on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. That is 99.1 FM or 1330 AM. And I will leave you this. Go Argos.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.